92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. With concerns over ICE arrests increasing in the Midwest, the head of an immigrant rights group is trying to focus on good information. Christine Newman-Ortiz of Voces de la Frenta is pushing their round-the-clock hotline for confirmed ICE sightings.
It is 1-800-427-0213. And in nearly all of the recent ICE activity, which has picked up here in Wisconsin, this has been used as a way to centralize these reports. We have been encouraging people to not post or repost sightings on social media until they're verified in order to avoid unnecessary fear and misinformation.
Newman-Ortiz says the hotline is staffed by volunteers 24/7. Homeland Security says their agency is simply following current laws and wants to work with local departments on transfers of inmates. While the entire nation seemed to be thinking about football in the Super Bowl last week, one city had basketball on its mind. The Oshkosh Area School District held a special ceremony to honor one of its own, Tyrese Halliburton, who has excelled on the basketball court. Halliburton has become a household name in professional basketball, most recently as an Indiana Pacer. And last week, he was inducted into the Oshkosh North High School Hall of Fame.
I made it to the NBA. It's really cool. Been my dream my whole life, and I'm able to do that. And I hope that that inspires you guys up there to chase your dreams and do what you want to do, no matter what that is. That's not just basketball or sports or a job. Whatever it is you want to do, it's possible. But it takes a lot of work to do it, and it's worth it in the end.
Halliburton is a 2018 graduate of Oshkosh North. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers visited Wausau last week to discuss affordability issues with local leaders. Isabella Nieto reports.
They discussed their concerns about cuts to health care and local programs stemming from federal uncertainty.
And it was around affordability. And we talked about food sovereignty. We talked about child care. We talked about health care and several other areas that people are seeing needs.
Evers said they're working on legislative steps to reduce costs for Wisconsinites.
We can get the legislature to do some work before they go home to run for re-election.
He said the state has funding available to make some of those steps happen, including working towards preventing property tax increases.
We have anywhere between $4 and $6 billion. Not all of it is available because we have to kind of be thoughtful about that. But we do have some that is available, and hopefully some of these ideas we can solve.
Evers said despite his coming departure from the governorship, he's hoping there will be something that can be done now. He said if the state government is in a position to help, it should.
Diane Muehlmans is the new Waupaca County Circuit Court Judge for Branch 3. Governor Tony Evers announced her appointment last week to fill the vacancy created when Judge Raymond Huber died. Muehlmans will complete a term that ends July 31st, 2027. Prior to her appointment, she served as Corporation Counsel for Waupaca, Marathon, and Green Lake Counties. The Wisconsin State Legislature's Joint Committee on Finance has unanimously passed legislation for nearly $2 million to support homeless veterans in the state. The funding for the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program is meant to address the closure of such programs in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls. The new grant program would award a $25 per diem payment per veteran housed to nonprofits and other organizations that provide housing and support services for veterans who are struggling with homelessness in our state. In honor of Black History Month, One University of Wisconsin is opening an exhibit featuring Dr. Martin Luther King. The showcase at UW-Eau Claire will be open all month, and according to UWEC officials, the exhibit in the Davies Center features three sections, one honoring prominent Black figures who spoke for the Forum series over the years, one that documents historical university programs supporting equality, and one that recognizes each winner of UWEC's Martin Luther King Jr. Social Justice Award. Landlord-tenant issues were the number one consumer complaint with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection in 2025. The agency released its list of the top 10 consumer complaints of 2025 last week. Number two were complaints about telemarketing, which included phishing, spoofing, imposter scams, robocalls, harassments, and violations of the Do Not Call registry. Rounding out the top five were complaints about home improvements, telecommunications, and identity theft. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
Giannis says he's almost ready. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo held a press conference during the NBA All-Star Weekend in LA and was asked how his calf injury is coming along.
I feel good. I feel 100%, to be honest with you. I just gotta check the boxes, right? So I gotta do things. Now I gotta get on the court. I gotta play some 1-on-1, 3-on-3.
The Bucks return to action Friday in New Orleans against the Pelicans. In college hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Ohio State to play the Buckeyes 7:30 tomorrow night. The Badgers now 18-7 after beating Michigan State. At the Winter Olympics, Wisconsin speed skater Jordan Stoll's next event coming up this Thursday morning in the 1500-meter race. Stoll setting a new Olympic record of just 33.7 seconds in the 500-meter over the weekend to earn his second gold medal.
Yeah, it feels amazing to do it in a distance that's right, a much closer margin, but I'm super thankful to have two golds.
That's speed skater Jordan Stoll with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Feeling more like April than February today with mostly sunny skies. Near record warmth with highs in the upper 50s to near 60. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-30s. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy, not as warm. High temperatures in the lower 50s.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.